I'm not really sure how to describe the venue that we're in. It's known affectionately as Piss Alley, which would be the alleyway behind Latitude 30, which is the British Music Embassy. I've got LaFaro in a spray-painted, grungy door jamb. And there's dumpsters on either side of us. And, of course, it's warm here in Austin, so it's fragrant. So,
nice choice.
Yes, commitment to cause, lads. Thank you very much. So let me see if I can get this right. Johnny, Alan, Herb, and Dave. Okay, I'm impressive. LaFaro, it's been a great year. I mean, Tapney Nudger, Zane Lowe going to town on it. Huge support for that, which you don't really expect for sort of the heavier rock stuff on commercial radio. So it's been good.
It's been a complete surprise, you know. He took it on board and flew with it for like nearly a month, you know. Yeah. And not just that, another song as well, Burnt Dave, he played that quite a bit, which is unheard of for a band who, let's be honest, don't really have a big record deal, you know. So, you know, in all fairness to him, thanks. Thanks, Zane.
And did you like him before?
To be honest, he does actually play, like, you know, exciting music. Him and Hugh Stevens both, like, take chances on bands that no one else would on Radio 1, you know. So, no, we support.
Yeah. No, I mean, Tapney Nudger wasn't a new song. I remember getting that single from you guys years ago.
Yeah.
It was a slightly different lineup. You didn't have the brothers involved.
Yes.
Yeah. So... it's all good.
Yeah, it's a bit beefed up now, I think. But yeah, no, it was good. Even though the song's old, by our standards, a couple of years, you know, people can still latch on to it. It's still a great song. We still love playing it. So, and if people are excited about our music, we don't really care which song, as long as they're excited as we are, you know, to play it. So.
And what about now? You've got a new album, number 2, on the go. Is it actually fully recorded?
Yeah, it's fully recorded. It's in the final mixing stage, if you will, and a couple of little tweaks here and there, get the order right, find something to put on the front of it so that people know what it looks like in a shop, and then hopefully they'll like what it sounds like.
And who did you do it with, and where did you do it?
We did it with the same producer that did our first album, a good friend of ours, Marty, down at Bangor Tech, which is like down in North Down in Northern Ireland, and we all met there like, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, we all met there together, yeah.
10 or 11 years ago. So we did it down there with him, just bashed it out in a week before we went off to Europe.
Some Snow Patrol boys are from Bangor as well, aren't they? So if you're opposite ends of the Northern Ireland musical spectrum.
You could say that, yes.
David Herb used to play with Nathan
in a band.
In a band, a rock band.
When Nathan used to like rock music before he joined Snow Patrol.
Brand up the wives, say a shower and testify.